Hello, welcome to Coach Dennis' Anti-Aging Podcast, episode number 2. Our topic today is why we age. Now, as I already prepared everyone in episode number 1, I won't start sharing information on how to slow down aging until the third episode. And the first two episodes will address the two questions first. Question number 1, what is aging? And question number 2, why we age. So, here we are in episode number 2, and I will address question number 2, why we age. Here is a quick rundown of the 5 agenda items in this episode. Agenda item number 1. To look into the question of why we age from the perspective of anthropology. Agenda number 2. From the perspective of pathology. Number 3. From the perspective of medical science in general. That is, we are going to introduce the theory of aging. Number 4, viewing human biology as a network of information systems. Number 5, summing up with a few key takeaway messages. Anthropology is the study of how human beings as a species evolved on Earth for the past hundreds of thousands of years, with a focus on understanding the human condition, both culturally and biologically. One branch in anthropology is biological anthropology. It focuses on the evolution and ecology of humans and other primates, and how they have adapted to the environment biologically. Our millions of years evolution on Earth might have been vast and chaotic beyond our imagination. But one thing is clear. The evolution of our species, biologically, has been toward one single objective: to grow and live, to give birth to the next generation and make sure the species continue to survive. That is true not just for Homo sapiens, but also all primates, mammals, and animals. Some even argue this evolution principle applies to plants. To that end, human biology is designed by God, or the universe, to reach an optimal condition for giving birth at some point between age 20 and 35, although 20 to 25 may be the optimal age. After that, the biological aging process kicks in for everyone. Once you pass that age, plus maybe one decade to raise the young, if you don't take good care of your health biologically and mentally, or spiritually for that matter, which is to say you don't have any vision or purpose of life to strive for, you will be on the fast track of this evolution to leave Earth ASAP, so to conserve resources for your offsprings. That is, if you take it for granted, your aging will kick off right up to age 25. The more you take it for granted, hence doing less or little to slow it down, the more steadfastly it will proceed, which usually means the more chronic diseases you will carry with you, as explained in the definition of aging in episode number 1. That being said, you don't have to follow such aging process designed by the universe, at least not on a micro level. It's an agenda by default, not the optimal allowed by God for the visionary and audacious. Yes, you have to get a clear vision first. You must first understand the phenomena and factors in aging and how they relate to each other. This takes us to our second agenda item: to understand aging from the perspective of pathology. In the last episode, I defined aging as the process of our body and brain gradually getting chronic diseases. I also pointed out factors for chronic diseases are factors for aging. With that, we already have a direction to extend our vision. Pathologically speaking, in conventional Western medicine, there are 2 primary views to categorize and treat diseases. Number 1, the topographic view, by bodily region or system. Number 2, the anatomic view, by organ or tissues. These two views, translated into practice, are the departments we are familiar with in the hospital today, such as gastroenterology, ENT, which stands for ear, nose, and throat, cardiology, which is for the heart, hepatobiliary, urology, neurology, etc. In contrast, functional medicine takes a different view and approach to treating diseases. In his book, The Disease Delusion, Dr. Jeffrey Bland, widely regarded as father of Western functional medicine, stated, "Human physiology is divided into seven functional systems. They are 1. Assimilation and elimination. 2. Detoxification. 3. Defense. 4. Cellular communications. 5. Cellular transport. 6. Energy. 7. Structure. Each of the seven functional systems involves multiple organs, tissues, or parts inside the body. Multiple of these functional systems also interact with each other in different combinations and patterns under different conditions. To answer the question of why we age, we can't just say, well, as years go by, everybody just starts to get sick more or less. That doesn't answer the question. Nor can we just say, well, because organ X is out of order. Why is that not a right answer? Because, for example, the cause of gastroesophageal reflux is more than or not directly related to malfunctions of the stomach or esophagus. Heart attack is not caused directly by malfunctions of the heart. The culprits for fatty liver disease cannot be found inside the liver. The onset of chronic diseases is the manifestation of your aging process picking up its speed. Usually, it's not caused by malfunction of some of your organs, at least not directly. More likely, it's because one or several of your functional systems are not performing optimally. The notion of functional systems from functional medicine does provide a more in-depth and holistic view than the organ and tissues view in conventional medicine. Still, both views are at a macro level. To understand what causes chronic diseases and aging, that is, to elaborate on the question of why we age scientifically, even at a very high level, we would have to dive deeper and start exploring factors of multiple dimensions, which require the sophisticated knowledge on the cellular level and belongs to the domain of biochemistry. That being said, for the purpose of sharing anti-aging approaches and regimens among laymen like us, I would argue it suffices to stay on the level of functional systems. Yet, in some circumstances, to support the efficacy of some anti-aging regimens, we have to quote scientific papers, which typically involve concepts and terms in biochemistry. So, I am going to take you for a short dive into that direction. You do not need to fully understand all the concepts and terminology. If you just know what it means and memorize some of the key terms, it will serve you well with our sharing in future episodes. That brings us to our third agenda item, the theory of aging. As has been widely accepted, the theory of aging, in a nutshell, goes like this. Aging and all diseases that come with it are caused by the nine hallmarks of aging. Such theory has been well established in the community of anti-aging research, including one of the leading scientists of our days in anti-aging, Dr. David Sinclair, professor of genetics and co-director of the Center for Biology for Aging Research at Harvard Medical School. You can read in details about the theory in Dr. Sinclair's 2019 book, Lifespan. I read the book back in 2019, right after it was published. I highly recommend the book. Due to our limitation in time, though, in this episode, I am going to go through each of the nine hallmarks of aging quoting an excellent article from the Institute for Human Optimization. The URL to the full article will be in the show notes. Hallmark number one, genetic instability. Damage to our DNA is happening on a daily basis, if not minute by minute. Thankfully, our body can repair the strains by itself. As we age, however, the repair systems become less efficient, which results in creating tiny errors within our DNA that add up and can eventually lead to diseases. Scientists have been working with molecular substances such as NAD and its precursor NMN, which may help your DNA repairing mechanisms stay working for longer. Hallmark number two, telomere attrition. Telomeres are little caps on the end of your chromosomes that protect your genetic data in your DNA. Each time your cells divide, these telomeres get a little shorter until they eventually wear out, causing genetic instability. Measuring your telomeres is one way to determine your biological age, which usually is not the same as your chronological age. Many researchers have been concentrating on ways to improve telomere health, which in turn can extend people's lifespan. Something called RNA therapy is one method that is being discussed, although it's still in the preliminary stages. Hallmark number three, epigenetic alteration. Most people have heard of the term gene and likely know what it is and how important it is to our health. Here we are introducing a related yet maybe more important term, epigenome. If your genes are like a music CD, your epigenome is the laser that reads the information and plays the song. It has the power to turn genes on or off and controls protein production in certain cells. As you age, environmental factors can modify your epigenome slowly, making it less effective at reading your DNA. It's like skipping on a CD. The good news is that these changes to the epigenome are not permanent. So, hypothetically, researchers could find a way to reverse the damage and this particular hallmark of aging. Hallmark number four, loss of proteostasis. This is a decline in the quality of the proteins that keep our cells doing what they do. After decades of toxins from the environment and poor quality food assaulting our cells, they become damaged. Your body has a natural defense against these damaged cells called autophagy. Autophagy is essentially the body's housekeeping program, cleaning out the old dead cells so they don't cause problems. But over time, the housekeeper becomes less effective, resulting in a buildup of zombie cells that can produce age-related diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. One way to accelerate autophagy and keep that housekeeper busy is intermittent fasting, which is a topic for future episodes for sure. Hallmark number five, deregulated nutrient sensing. Your body has a built-in nutrient sensing system that its only job is to make sure that you are eating enough healthy, nutritious foods. As you age, even these systems start to break down and have a hard time determining what you need. Years of eating processed, unnatural foods put added stress on these nutrient sensors and cause us to age faster. Calorie restriction remains one of the leading interventions to keep the nutrient sensing system working correctly. Hallmark number six, mitochondrial dysfunction. Mitochondria are commonly called the powerhouse of the cell. It's where energy is generated to carry on with their job of keeping you going. Free radical damage over time degrades the mitochondria and less energy is produced, making your cells slower and more lethargic. This decline is most often seen first in tissues with high energy demand, the brain and the heart. This is one of the reasons our mental faculties decline as we get older. This hallmark is also the major focus of anti-aging research. If we can keep ourselves powered, they can keep doing their jobs for longer and keep us healthier in the process. Hallmark number 7, cellular senescence. To keep our body refreshed and young, your cells have to constantly divide. Your entire body is replaced with a completely new set of cells every 7 to 10 years. And more important organs are replaced even faster than that. There is an inner mechanism that acts like a biological clock. Your cells can only divide a certain number of times. When a cell can no longer split itself into more cells, it is called cellular senescence. Through autophagy, the body cleans these dead cells out. But as we get older, this process gets less efficient. The senescent cells pile up, causing inflammation and a host of other problems. Hallmark number 8, stem cell exhaustion. Stem cells are the blank slates from which all cells are created. All the other hallmarks of aging, as well as environmental factors, eventually lead to stem cell exhaustion. Fewer stem cells mean less regeneration, meaning we start to show signs of getting old. Anti-aging scientists are obsessed with rejuvenating these stem cells through various means. Some are already available on the market, although at a cost not easily accessible by the general public. Hallmark number 9. Altered intercellular communication. Cells need to talk to each other to make everything work properly. As we age, our cells start to have problems communicating with each other. This can lead them to make bad decisions about regulating our hormones, hunger signals, and sleep cycles. Keeping cells healthy and well-nourished can keep them communicating longer, which in turn will keep your body running smoothly. Those are the 9 hallmarks of aging and the end of my quoting from the article. Now, if you take a higher-level meta view of the 9 hallmarks together, you may be able to abstract and deduce that aging is basically the result of some breakdown in the process of information exchange on the cellular level inside human physiology. In the words of David Sinclair, aging, quite simply, is a loss of information. Using music CD as an analogy for aging, as I quoted from that article, was actually well elaborated in Sinclair's book, Lifespan. The way I see it, though, is human body is more like a computer system than a CD. Actually, I would venture even further to say human body as an information system is way more complicated than a computer. Why? Here are the 2 major differences between the complexity of human physiology and computer systems. Number 1, the digital system of a computer is binary, represented by the 2 digits, 0 and 1. In contrast, human beings' digital system is quaternary, represented by the 4 nucleotides in DNA, which are the 4 letters A, T, C, and G. The difference in complexity between a binary system and a quaternary system is not 4 divided by 2 equal 2 times. It's the square of n versus the 4th power of n. Human body's quaternary system is exponentially more complicated than a computer's binary system. The second difference. Unlike a computer system, human body is more than a digital system. It's also an analog system at the same time. Without going too technical or philosophical, the analog system in human body is manifested by its epigenome, which, as I pointed out earlier, is more important than genome. Here is an interesting perspective by yet another analogy. The 4-digit digital system of human body, as represented by its genetics, is like the numerous IC chips in a computer. It's the hardware. The analog system in human body, as represented by its epigenetics, is like the operating system of a computer or a smartphone, plus the thousands of apps that are built on top of it. In such perspective, we can see it's the analog system of epigenetics that ultimately manifests the characteristics in the health of every single individual person. As I elaborated from the 9 hallmarks of aging to the analogy of human body as a super complicated information system, the key messages I would like you to take away are the following concepts and perspectives in anti-aging. They can greatly influence your attitude and chance of success in the pursuit of anti-aging. Message number 1. To stay away from chronic diseases, one can set objectives of different levels. Suppress symptoms, cure diseases, postpone onset of diseases, and prevent diseases. The last 2 levels are the objectives of prevention medicine. In terms of pathology, treatments targeting organs are better than those targeting symptoms. Targeting functional systems, as in functional medicine, is more effective than targeting organs, as in conventional medicine. Message number 2. Your genetics determine less than 50% of your health and lifespan. The other 50+% is determined by your epigenetics. You cannot change your genetics, as it's inherited. Epigenetics, on the other hand, is determined by your diet, lifestyle, and environment, which are mostly under your control. Message number 3. Human physiology and biology is more complicated than the most sophisticated computer system on Earth today by several orders. Indeed, it's more than a system. It's a multidimensional network of systems. That's why when diagnosing and treating a chronic disease, culprits usually appear to be multifactorial. When it comes to prescribing a treatment, it is not unusual to try several regimens at the same time. Such approach is very different from conventional medicine, where treatments mostly aim to provide precision medicine for a targeted symptom with immediate efficacy, a holy grail touted by the pharmaceutical industry. In functional medicine, such holy grail is not unachievable. It's just inapplicable. Because the holy grail of functional medicine is not to mask symptoms. Instead, it is to cure and prevent diseases. In the next episode, episode number 3, I will start sharing information regarding our 3rd question of anti-aging: how to slow down aging. Rest assured, I will not be getting into so many terms in medical science as in this episode. The science and practice of anti-aging is mainly built on top of functional medicine, where epigenetics will be our focus. Topics will be mostly about how to adjust your diet, lifestyle, exercise, sleep, stress, and environment, based on the objectives and conditions. Those are the epigenetics factors that are up to your control. That being said, acquiring information is one thing. Taking action to implement the changes is quite another. It's not about your willpower. It's more about your perspectives and your mindset. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back soon with episode number 3, How to Slow Down Aging. If you like and see value in this episode, please subscribe to my podcast, give it a good rating, and share it with people who you think may benefit from it. I'm a new podcaster with 0 affiliation with any business, and I plan to keep it nonprofit for the foreseeable future. That's the best way for me to stay objective with information I share. Your subscription and recommendation is the best way to support and help me help more people. Thank you. Finally, here are some important footnotes regarding my podcast. They apply to every episode that I'm going to share on this channel. I am not a medical doctor, nor am I a licensed nutritionist. All information shared on my podcast is for the purpose of sharing learning experiences and information curation. Please do not in any way regard any information shared here as a medical diagnosis, treatment, or consultation. If you have any health issues that you need help with, please go to your doctor or a licensed nutritionist. Copyright 2022, Coach Dennis.